and kind of, you know, I don't feel like a young guy anymore,
right.
But kind of shows us the way every single time you step on the ice. And I think for me and Rosie, it's been more, you know, just trying to support him as much as we can defensively. Because offensively, you know, it's we know what we want to do offensively. But, you know, when you have a winger jump in a center, you need to be more aware defensively, help him out, and not just, you know, as soon as we get the puck, just, you know, skate out. So I think we've done a really good job doing that since they put our line together. And now our offense is going the way we want to. But we gotta keep it going.
I mean, you've played with Brian, you played with Mark. I mean, how does Blake kind of compare in terms of, you know, just his ability to play that role as a center?
He has the ability to play as a center. He's a smart player. He knows what he needs to do. So I wouldn't say there's a huge change there. They're all great players and great to play with. So yeah.
So Nick, you're the voice of experience now. Where would you put Rozovic's game now compared to 12 months ago? Where's the progression?
He's skating all the time now. He's getting on pucks. He's staying on pucks. He's you know, I think Rosie and I are you know, pretty similar in our game. And we're both doing the right things right now. You know, we're skating, like I said, we're getting the pucks deep and you know, working their defensemen, and not just turning off pucks. We stay in the battle, which is something that I didn't do my first couple of years, and something that I've been working on, and he's working on that too now. So he's a really good player, and he's a lot of fun to play with.
A year ago, did you see him having this kind of potential or not?
Oh, for sure. Like, I think, you know, he didn't play as much last year, and when you don't get a lot of ice time, you know, it's sometimes hard to kind of show exactly what you got. And for him, as a skilled, fast forward, you know, now he gets a lot of ice time. He knows what to do. He's got some experience. And for sure, he had the potential. I think everybody saw that. Everybody's seen that now. And you know, he's moving in the right direction. He's playing really well. And as a line, we're all playing together. So it feels good.
Where do you rate the importance? I know they're all important, but you've got back-to-back, same team, home and home, divisional opponents coming up starting tomorrow, Nikolai, against Dallas. So kind of where is the mind of the room here in terms of how you approach those games? I guess the more important part is, are they going to be different than the games that you just played in California?
Every game is different. But for us, we want to continue playing the way we are. You know, the first period, last game, whatever. You know, we battled our asses off for the next... Well, we battled our asses off the first period too, but we found a way to stay in the game after that, come out harder. And that's the team we are, so... We got to continue doing that, and that helps us find ways to win.
Just maybe a thought on Dallas specifically then, and a divisional opponent now for one night only again at home.
Yeah. Well, they're obviously a good team. They've been doing pretty well for themselves lately, and, you know, they got some big skilled players, some smart players. They're going to come with a lot of speed. And shoot a lot of pucks. So For us, it's just a matter of coming out hard. You know, we want to win our games at home. We want to be dominant at home, and against a team like Dallas tomorrow night, it's going to be a challenge, a good challenge for us. But the way we've been playing lately, if we can continue that, it gives ourselves a chance to win every single game and tomorrow as well.